That the Beatles had broken up, especially Paul was leaving, kind of broke on this day in 1970, 50 years ago. And if you've seen Let It Be, it looked like they were about to break up. It has been argued since then that that's the way they edited it. It wasn't all contentious, but a matter for historians. Let It Be, from those sessions, came to Paul in a dream. He was inspired, and Let It Be became number one 2 weeks. He saw his late mother, Mary Patricia Mullen McCartney, in a dream. Here's Paul.
We're all getting a little crazy, and I'd gone to bed one night, well crazy, and had a dream. And she'd been in the dream, which is always lovely, you know, when people who've been long gone come in dreams, because you actually meet them again, even if it's just within the confines of your own head. And she said, it'll be all right. And she was very sort of calming, and I woke up thinking, oh, I feel better about things. As I usually did, I started writing a song. And because she was my mother and her name was Mary, I said, Mother Mary comes to me.
Ah, that's where it came from. I'm one of the few people that was allowed into recording sessions with the Beatles was Eric Clapton. And he did the guitar solo on While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And here's Eric Clapton to talk about the Beatles' process.
They made records in the most liberated way I'd ever seen. They just did whatever they felt like, and there was an incredible freedom to their approach to making records. There was nobody governing anything. There was no kind of censorship. They just did what felt right, you know. That was really liberating to see.
Because they were the Beatles.